Welcome to Jaguars Post Game. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor break down today's game. You'll also hear from head coach Gus Bradley, as well as Jaguars highlights. Jaguars Post Game is brought to you by Geico, Farrah & Farrah, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation, and by EverBank. Jaguars Post Game starts right now.
From the HananiaAutos.com studio inside EverBank Field, Jaguars Post Game. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor. We'll have the first word with head coach Gus Bradley coming up. Jeff Loggeman is outside the Jaguars locker room as we speak, awaiting the Jags head coach. After the Jaguars fall to a record of 2-7, the loss today to the Houston Texans, 24-20 on the final. Houston, the division leader, is now 6-3. And just nothing doing really for the Jaguars today on the in the ground game. The passing game inconsistent. Defensively, they couldn't stop the run today. Osweiler only had 99 yards passing in this game. It was all on the ground. When they got rolling, they finished with 181 rushing yards. The Texans did. Key turnovers, missing deep balls down the field, part of today's game, and no takeaways on defense. All that combined for another loss, guys.
Yeah, Freddie, you know, it started off in a hole. Once again, another pick six. Bad throw by Blake Bortles, taken back the other way, and it was looked like it was a telegraphed one. And the Jags, as they often have been in the last really 3 years, been playing uphill, Fred, and it's tough when you're constantly in that position and you don't get on the board early.
I think in the pregame we talked about the turnovers, turnover margin, and starting fast. The Texans were a team that they weren't starting fast. They were 0-3 on the road, and they were terrible in the turnover margins. Here you have it. You're trying to start fast and do something, yet you throw a pick. And now you're just aiding the opponent, and you're helping them get to where they want to be. And it was a hard-fought game, and a few plays stood out. But for me, that pick six in is a third down, 3rd and 16, that allowed Hunt to convert that ended up being a field goal.
They were basically giving up there. They were going to say, hey, you're going to stop us. We're going to punt. Let's go now to the locker room. Gus Bradley with Jeff Loggeman. Jeff?
All right. Thank you, JP. Gus, the turnover differential was lost, but you guys had opportunities even after that point. Offensively, you had some deep ball opportunities, and defensively, a 3rd and 16 weren't able to make the plays.
You know what? All units can take responsibility of this. I mean, a long punt return, that put us in tough field position. They end up scoring a touchdown. Offensively, the turnovers, you're right, one of them led to a touchdown, pick six. And then defensively, that 3rd and long, you've got to have a stop right there. They in turn took it, drove it, and they got a field goal out of it, which was the difference in the game.
Boy, watching Blake Bortles in today's game, it looks like he is struggling at times with those missed opportunities on the deep balls. That hurts. I mean, you got to be able to make those plays.
Yeah, and he made some plays, and then he missed some opportunities there too. So, you know, we just got to take a look at all the units. Everybody take responsibility, coaches included, and take a look at how we can improve each of our units.
Well, defensively, a pretty good job on Brock Osweiler. I think he only had less than 100 yards passing. Missed opportunities defensively. That 1/3 down where they decided to pass on at the end of the ballgame. Were you surprised that they were going to go for the throw instead of just to run the clock?
No, you know what? We played tight coverage, and, you know, they made a great throw and great catch. You know, they took a chance right there. We're playing tight coverage. They just made a play.
All right, thank you, Gus.
Okay, thank you.
There's Gus Bradley outside of the Jaguars locker room. We'll come back more with Fred Taylor, Mike Dempsey. Jeff Loggeman will be inside the Jags locker room as well. It's an unhappy final at EverBank Field. 24-21, Texans over the Jaguars. Jaguars postgame continues on Jaguars Radio. Your family could go all the way to Super Bowl 51. Enter Ticketmaster's Super Bowl 51 football is family sweepstakes, including 4 tickets to the Super Bowl, round trip airfare for 4, a 3-night hotel stay, a $500 gift card for the NFL shop, and more. To enter, text FAMILY to 842-538 or go to Ticketmaster.com/football is family.
No purchase necessary. Legal license to U.S., Canada, except QBC, 18 plus. Void where prohibited. Ends 12 p.m. PDO on 1/1/2017. See Ticketmaster.com/football is family. The rules and alternative entry. Message and data rates may apply. Of the 2 auto responses to entry, sponsor Ticketmaster LLC.
Attention athletes, I'm Mindy Black, dietitian for the Jacksonville Jaguars, with a tip on how to take your game to the next level. Make Zach Snacks a part of your game plan. Omega-3s are essential for optimal brain function and recovery. If you need to increase your awareness and focus during practice and games, then you need Zach Snacks. It's a tasty way to get your omega-3s. Research-tested and approved, Zach Snacks are an official snack of the Jacksonville Jaguars. So snack the way the pros snack. Find us at myzachsnacks.com.
This is Tim S. Marshall, president of Copytronics, a Konica Minolta company. Konica Minolta is an innovatively powerful worldwide company, leaders in super technology that can help your company grow. Konica offers powerful software solutions, exceptional IT services, and award-winning digital copier systems. Konica is ranked as one of the best companies to work for by Forbes magazine. Partnering up with the Jacksonville Jaguars, this is Tim S. Marshall, president of Copytronics and market vice president of Konica Minolta Business Solutions.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Game day is much more enjoyable if you don't have to worry about finding a parking space. Ride the JTA Game Day Express and park in one of their five convenient lots. Tickets start at just $7. Final score at Everbank Field, Texans 24, Jaguars 21. Inside the locker room, Jeff Lagerman has Malik Jackson. Jeff?
All right, thank you, JP. Malik, you guys fall to 2-7. Certainly not an easy one to understand at times, but again, the turnover differential seems to be one of the big reasons why.
Yeah, you know, we keep coming in. I think first, you know, defense and the offense played a good game. You know, I think we just got to – it's just those freak plays. I mean, who throws a ball in the dirt and just kick it up for interception? You know, it's just – it's just crazy things keep happening to us, man. But, you know, I think we're working hard. We're showing progress. You know, we came at end with 3 points at the end, and we just got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot, and we're going to be okay. You know, we just got to keep working.
The missed opportunities also offensively, you guys had some deep ball opportunities. Defense, you had a 3rd and 16. Special teams, a long punt return. So it's certainly one that can be shared.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody got to take a look at themselves. You know, I know on that long third down, they got the first down on the run. You know, I got to look at myself. I just wasn't playing the team defense. You know, I was trying to do too much. So, you know, we found a way. They found a way to win the game, and we didn't. And, you know, we just got to keep working.
How does this team continue to work? Is it going to be easy to maintain the focus
right now? So just looking at some of the things that popped up, I think overall just how I'm feeling. You know, here's the AFC South opponent came in, had a chance to go 2-1 in division the first half of the season. And, you know, they did a good job and came out with the win. You know, it was close at the end. We just didn't finish. I think there's three big plays. You know, defensively, 3rd and 16, we didn't get the stop. Backed up in their own end. A critical play. Defense played pretty good all day, but that's the one that really sticks out. When you lose a game, you go back and certain plays stick out on you. I think on special teams, the punt return that they had, that they returned all the way back on a miss hit. They had two guys back. They did a nice job on the return. We missed some tackles. Again, that set up a score for them. Big play. Special teams can take responsibility for that. And then on offense, you know, throwing a pick six and a couple turnovers and didn't, you know, had opportunities to make even more plays. So this is a game that each unit can take responsibility for. As a team, we take responsibility for it because everybody had a part of it.
Well, they missed a couple deep balls that didn't seem to play well. Is there any point at all now where you're thinking might be good for him to sit a little bit?
No. You know what? I think we were, 59% or something like that on third down. He made some plays on the run. You know, it's things that we're going to keep going after it, keep taking these shots.
Could you get a look on the pick six? Is that just a veteran corner jumping that route?
It looked like, you know, we ran wide departure outs, and I don't know if we hesitated or not. You can ask Blake on that, but looked like there was a little bit of hesitation. He jumped it. Made a good play.
Playing uphill again, how much does that limit your ability to do some of the things you want to do on defense?
Well, you'd like to get a lead. I think, you know, the defensive line would like to get a chance to pin their ears back and get that rush going. But, you know, we weren't in that position today.
They did a good job of getting their tight ends involved, especially with so few receivers. Those guys were wide open on both those touchdowns.
Yeah, they did a nice job with some of their cut plays, you know, good design plays. I thought we knew coming into it that they were going to try to get them the ball. Both tight ends, I think, together combined with their leading receivers. So we had an idea that they were going to try to get them the ball. They just did a good job in the red zone.
Gus, was there a thought process in mind after the last touchdown of going for the onside instead of just kicking
away? We talked about, but we felt like if we could get a stop there, and with three timeouts, if it would have been below the two-minute mark, we probably would have kicked onside.
Was the key issue on that last drive for Houston when they picked up the third and 16 and they picked up the third down after that?
I don't believe so, because it was early in the series. You know, it was the first third down, you know, within that drive.
Gus, do you see Blake being more accurate in the practices during the week than you do in the game, particularly on the deep balls?
I believe he had a good week last week in practice. And, I think there's going to be plays. I think every week you can, you know, take a look at teams and, you know, missing some, you know, deep balls like that, it can happen. I know that we'd like there's such big plays in the game and they stand out. So I get that part of it. I'm sure Blake understands that too. You got a chance, you got a guy beat, and you'd like to capitalize on it. And we didn't. So it doesn't mean that we're going to shy away from it. We just got to, come up and make those connections when the time calls for it.
What was your message to the team after this one?
Well, it's the start of the second half of the season, and, we played hard. But just like I told you, the three phases, everybody can take responsibility. Talent, I think we're a talented team, but talent alone isn't enough. I think that it's talent and work ethic and, guys working together to accomplish this and playing smart and not having foolish penalties and, a combination of things. So, I want them to understand that we still believe them as a talented team, but we're still not doing enough.
What'd you say to Dante after the personal foul late in the first half?
Between Dante and I.
Just how do you and the coaches keep driving? The inevitable looks like it's coming. It must be frustrating to go back out Monday and grind some more.
Well, I think you just, you really believe in these guys. I do. And I know our coaches do the same. So, I think we all feel like we're close to where we can get out and run. And, it's not happening. Yeah, you got to get on a run. You got to win one game. So we've got to start that. But, you see some plays out there that were very capable. I think our defense is playing very well. I think we're seeing, the penalties of getting knocked down tremendously from where they were. So you see enough good things and you feel like, if we just clean up, a couple of these things, the outcome will be different. And that keeps you going. Plus, the spirit of that team in there and what they're all about, because, they believe the same thing.
You feel like the donkey chasing that carrot a little bit, though?
No.
Rebounding.
Well, I don't worry about that with this team. I think that it is, to be sitting here and say, being naive and saying, no, that won't happen. But this team has never showed that. I think just talking to them quickly in the locker room right there, they're professionals. They'll come back out and they've worked their tail off. That Tennessee game was hard, and to come back and see their work ethic the next week. So nothing would tell me any different than this team's character and how they would go after it.
Julius Thomas wasn't in there, and some too tight end to start the game. Is that a nod toward Koyak's run blocking, or how do you feel Julius is?
I just think that, all three of them are, we're trying to use all three of their skill sets.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Game tonight?
Yes.
Call 904-633-2000 to purchase today.
Let's go, Big Cat Country. It's sausage time.
Steve, it's always a touchdown in my book.
It looks like he's just going for one.
Wait, what's this? He's going for two. It's good.
Franks and Snappy, the best 1-2 punch in football. Why settle for one when you can go for two?
Have to have a Hoffman.
Catch Hoffman Franks at Publix today.
Hey, Jags fans, Coach Gus Bradley here. Nothing quite matches the excitement of leading our team onto Everbank Field, and now game day could start with you through the Everbank on the Prowl sweepstakes. For each Jags home game, one lucky fan will win tickets, pregame sideline access, and the opportunity to lead our team as they take the field. To enter and for official rules, go to everbank.com/prowl. That's everbank.com/prowl and enter today. No purchase necessary. Everbank is an equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
The kick is up. It's good! It's time for field goals for Firehouse Subs. You could score a free Firehouse Sub when you register at jaguars.com/firehousesubs. If the Jags kick a field goal of 40 yards or more, we'll send you a coupon for a free medium sub with purchase of a sub, chips, and a medium drink. Visit jaguars.com/firehousesubs for complete details. It's field goals for Firehouse. field goals have never been this tasty. Firehouse Subs.
He jumped it and picked it off and scored a touchdown. I guess I got to throw it earlier or move on, get off the first read and get to somebody else. I thought a pretty good play by his part, but you never want to start the game like that. But I thought we did a pretty good job offensively of coming back the next possession and putting a drive together and going to score.
Have you ever been part of a fumble like that before, with Yeldon with a bounce off his foot?
No, I've never seen that. From the time you start playing quarterback, they tell you if a screen's covered, throw it at his feet. Trying to, make a smart play and live to play another down, and then that happens. So unfortunate. Stuff like that happens from time to time. You got to be able to bounce back from it.
Blake, I know it sounds like a broken record, but this is 2 weeks in a row now. For whatever reason, the deep ball, you have not been able to connect. You've either overthrown, and then on the last one to Marquise, looked like you underthrew him. Is it a little bit psychological, missing these deep throws now?
Yeah, no, I feel good about it. We had some big PIs, gave a couple guys a chance to make plays. Obviously, Miss Hearns on the touchdown down the middle. It's a work in progress. I continue to try and give those guys better balls and a chance to go make a play. And then when we get those opportunities, we got to go make a play.
Can you just tell me where you're at right now? Because, this has just got to be totally exasperating. This is four straight losses. You're 0-4 here at the bank, and there's no juice. Fans are leaving the stands in the middle of the third quarter. How is it that in terms of you dealing with all this?
Yeah. I don't know. You can't really do anything about it. It does no good to get mad at fans for whatever they do. They're in control of nothing. So it's on us. It's on me to go out and go play and, go play as hard as you can, have fun and be successful. And when that doesn't happen and, you seem to find a lull and you can't get out of it, there's nothing else to do besides keep your head down and keep working. It's all you can do. Believe in yourself. Believe in the guys in the locker room. Because there's not a whole other people. There's not a lot of other people that do. So it's. I think it's good. It's continue to be a character test. I know people are agitated and frustrated with everything, as are we. This isn't fun for anybody. And we don't want to have to do this. But, I think it's something that I think Gus has said before, this is something that I think will make better players out of everybody here and better people as well. There's not, like I said, you can't do anything besides put your head down and continue to work.
Like, does this year feel different at all than last year when you were, considerably more successful?
I think we were putting up more numbers, I guess, but we still weren't winning a whole lot of games. I think we're way more efficient this year than we were last year. These past 2 weeks, it's felt good. It's felt good to get some run game going, to have, find some holes and have some success there. To take our shots, when we want to. And, I thought we moved the ball well today. I had two unfortunate turnovers, that we got to try and eliminate. And then, I think we still got to figure out how to win. I don't know if we know how to do that yet. So we got to keep trying to figure that out.
Blake, part of the uplifting, if it could be, is, if you guys could take advantage of a turnover, and that hasn't happened in a month and a half. So how disappointing is it with the field position that you have to keep taking each time?
Right. Yeah, I think our defense has done awesome, and that's something we talk about. Those guys do everything they can to try and create turnovers and give us the ball, and that'll come. We talk about it all the time. They come in bunches, and, we believe that, and they keep working their tails off to do that. But I think they've played great. They've given us plenty of opportunities. And we just haven't been able to capitalize on them.
On the going back to the pick, do you regret more not going there earlier, or do you regret more not getting to the next read because this was your first look?
Yeah, if I had to do it over again, I'd have got off of them, because even if French catches it, it's fourth and one. Yeah. So I'd have got off of them and got to Sadie's and maybe worked through the progression. Not a smart play.
All right, thank you, Blake.
Thanks.
Thank you, Blake.
Right here in Jacksonville, Steinmart is supported by a very loyal fan base. We're also a proud sponsor of the Jaguars Women's Club. So, you could say, we're fans of the fans. Go Jags!
Follow the Jaguars nonstop when you fly from Jacksonville International Airport. Jax has convenient nonstop service to five away games in Chicago, Detroit, Houston, Nashville, and Indianapolis. Other Jaguars games in Buffalo, Kansas City, and San Diego are only one connection away. Touchdown with the Jaguars when you fly from Jax.
Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Beards Jewelry at the St. John's Town Center in Jacksonville, where exceptional is affordable. Final score 24-21. Texans over the Jaguars. Texans are 6-3. The division leaders in the AFC South. The Jags fall to 2-7. They're going to Detroit next week in the NFC North. It's time for the highlights, and we'll pick the Bud Light play of the game as well. And this started in the first drive. Sixth play of the game. Blake Bortles with a pick six.
Opening possession of the game. Shotgun this time for Bortles. Two left, one right. Slot to the right, and Yeldon is slotted to the left side.
Green is set.
Dropping the throw is Bortles. Looks to the left, fires it out to the left. That is going to be picked off, and that is going to be a pick six. Well, he slipped. They have not marked him down. He is into the end zone. That is going to be a touchdown.
Kareem Jackson, 42 yards, the ninth career pick six thrown by Blake Bortles. And it was 7-0 in a hurry. But the Jaguars found their sea legs on the next drive. They go 13 plays, 75 yards, and Bortles finds Julius Thomas to equal the score.
Two left, one right for Bortles in a shotgun. Four-man front for the Texans. Blake drops the throw, looks to the left. Now looks to the middle of the field. Now fires into the end zone. That ball is going to be caught for the touchdown. A 5-yard touchdown pass to Julius Thomas, and the Jags are on the board.
Bortles 8-of-9 passing on that drive, tied the game at 7, but the Texans go right back down the field. 10 plays. Osweiler to Ryan Griffin for the score.
Second and goal from just outside the goal line. I formation. Rolling to the right after a play fake. They throw it into the end zone for the easy touchdown. Ryan Griffin makes the catch from Osweiler. It's a 1-yard touchdown pass, and the Texans have taken the lead again.
Ensuing Jaguars drive, Bortles appeared to throw. It was ruled later to be a lateral, a backwards pass. Either way, it's a turnover. Whitney Merciless comes up with it.
10-yard penalty, 11-yard gain, 2nd and 9 from the 44-yard line. Shotgun for Blake. They blitz this time. Tries to throw a screen out to the left side to Yeldon. It was tipped, and it is going to be intercepted.
They ruled it a fumble. The Texans missed a field goal, 49 yards off of that. Myers hit a 54-yard field goal, made it a 14-10 ball game. Novak missed again from 50, and the Jags turn over on downs, and then the end of the half. Second half, punts for each side on their first two drives, but then Houston gets up two scores. They go from Osweiler to Anderson. This is after a long punt return of 57 yards to set it up. Osweiler to Anderson for a 7-yard score.
First and goal from the Jaguars 7. Here come the Texans. Shotgun from Brock Osweiler. Play fake rolls to his right. Fires to his tight end. He's got it. That's going to be a touchdown on the rollout. Steven Anderson. Rollout. Threw it to Anderson. He was wide open. He walked into the end zone. It's a 7-yard touchdown for the Houston Texans.
21-10 the score at that point. Myers hit a 44-yard field goal for the Jags, made it 21-13. Novak answered, 51-yarder, 24-13. A couple drives later, the Jaguars in desperation mode. They get down the field, though, in a hurry. And this is the Bud Light play of the game. Bortles to A-Rob for the touchdown to get within one score.
Two right, one left, slot left. Ivory the running back, shotgun for Bortles. Blake looks to throw after the snap. Pump fake. Pump fake again. A lot of time. Rolls to his left. Still rolling. Still rolling. Now he fires into the end zone. Touchdown! Allen Robinson with a touchdown catch from Blake Bortles in the corner of the end zone.
14-yard score. Two-point try was good. The Jags down 24-21. But then the Texans on offense. The Jags had some timeouts and the two-minute warning. But it comes down to this play, and Hopkins, of all people, against Ramsey, gets it done.
It is a shotgun with three receivers to the right for Osweiler. Miller stands to his left. Long snap count, 15 on the play clock. Osweiler drops the throw, looks, fires to the left side, caught, diving catch. He went to DeAndre Hopkins. He beat Jalen Ramsey on a slant. First down at the 23 and a new set of downs for the Houston Texans.
That would pretty much wrap it up. The final score, 24-21. That Bortles to A-Rob touchdown of 14 yards. The Bud Light play of the game brought to you by Bud Light, who reminds fans to stay in the game and drink responsibly. We'll come back. The Everbank Stats Check. More with Fred Taylor, Mike Dempsey as well. Final score of 24-21. Texans over the Jaguars. Texans now 6-3. The Jags fall to 2-7. And this is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Jaguars fans, are you ready to up your checking game? Game on. The Jaguars Visa debit card, available exclusively at EverBank, is yours free when you open an EverBank Yield Pledge checking account. With your Jaguars Visa debit card, you'll get unlimited ATM reimbursements nationwide when you maintain a minimum average daily balance of $5,000. It's your money. Make the most of it. Visit a financial center near you or find us online at everbank.com/JagsCard. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank, member FDIC. Brian Sexton here. There's nothing better than the cheer of Jaguars fans on game day. That's the same sound you could be making as a winner of the Dreamfinders Homes Take It to the House promotion. As the official home builder of the Jags, Dreamfinders is offering a chance for you to win $100,000 towards a new home. All you have to do is visit a Dreamfinders model to register. Now that's something to cheer about. For more information, visit DreamfindersHomes.com for models near you. And oh yeah, go Jags.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Can a person daydream at night? Why aren't eyebrows considered facial hair? Or the most perplexing of them all, why doesn't everyone switch to Geico when they could save 15% or more on car insurance? But you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could put toward a campaign for eyebrows to be properly recognized as the facial hair they are.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Want to see yourself on the video boards at a Jaguars game this season? Now you can, thanks to the Selfies and Slices promotion brought to you by Mellow Mushroom and the Jaguars. Come into any Jacksonville area Mellow Mushroom and snap a selfie with their featured Jags player cutout. Post it on Instagram and make sure to tag at Mellow Jags and use the hashtag Mellow Jags for a chance to win 2 tickets to the next home game and see your picture on the big screen while you're at the game. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. See official rules for details.
This portion of Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Geico, Farrah and Farrah, and by EverBank. Jaguars postgame continues right now.
JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Jaguars fall 24-21 to the Houston Texans in Week 10. Texans are 6-3. The Jags now 2-7. It's time now, guys, for an EverBank final stats check, and we'll start off with the team stats today. The Jaguars had 23 first downs to the Texans, 16. Third downs, 10 of 17 for the Jaguars offense, 7 of 15 for Houston. Total net yardage, 327 to 273 in favor of the Jags. The rushing yards, hold your ears, Fred, 181 yards on the ground for the Texans, 80 for the Jags. Passing net yardage, 247 to 92 in favor of Jacksonville. The penalties, 4 for 48 for the Jags, including that there were a couple of key penalties in the game. 4 for 89 for Houston, including a long pass interference on that last touchdown drive for the Jaguars. The turnovers, of course, Jaguars gave it up 2 times, could not get any takeaways today. Time of possession favored the Jags by 2 minutes and 10 seconds. And there you have it for the team stats today. Rushing yardage, obviously the big key in that ball game.
Yeah,
and
no
turnovers
question.
Too.
No question about it. Quickly, Freddie, before you get in here, some individual numbers here. Blake Bortles, 32 out of 49, 265 with the 2 scoring tosses, the 1 interception, which was run back the other way. Originally ruled to have 2. That was ruled to be a lateral that turned into a fumble off of T.J. Yeldon's foot, which, as we talked about at halftime, JP, I thought was even worse, because if you're just trying to throw it at his feet to throw it away, you got to have some awareness that you're not throwing it backwards, and had that not been caught out of the air, it still would have been a live ball in that circumstance. On the ground for the Jags, T.J. Yeldon, 32 yards on 9 carries, Ivory, 31 on 9 carries, so pretty even there. We mentioned Lamar Miller, 15 for 83. We've mentioned several times that Osweiler only threw for 99 yards in this game. Right. Allen Robinson went 9 grabs for 107 and a score. Marquise Lee had 4 for 50. Allen Hurns, two for 13 going down the line here. Ben Koyak, actually, the third leading receiver with 35 yards. DeAndre Hopkins, I thought Ramsey did, for the most part, a good job on it, but then that key reception put him up to five grabs for 48 yards there. Ramsey had six solos to lead the Jags on the day, Fred.
Hey, the stat, just looking through the stats, trying to find a way to pull out some positives. Two for two in the red zone. They got a lot of plays dialed in. I think the only thing I didn't like there was 49 passing attempts. 22 runs, where last week it was 32 run attempts and a lot more run yardage.
Only 18 runs by the running backs.
Right.
Right, by the backs. Okay. And 10 for 17 on third downs. So, I mean, it's some positive things in there. They outgained them by a lot of yards. Time of possession, they won the time of possession. Yeah, the turnovers are the one thing that the determining factor in this win and loss, and then the third down, they're giving up that big third down to Hunt. But just gotta go back to the drawing board, man. They do a lot of good things, then they do that the bad thing that you go, wow, did that just happen? Yep. You know, after the most inopportune time, and that's what's getting this team. And it's usually those are the things that hunt bad teams. I mean, that it always sticks out that way. And I hated being a part of those teams, too, when I was a player.
Not fun, is it?
It's just frustrating. It's frustrating. And you get in that, here we go again. You know, no matter how well you play, I can guarantee you that pick six, everybody on the sideline, oh, man. It's deflating.
Right?
Here we go. Yeah. And even in the stands, the fans, just everyone. Like, we're not even at our seat yet. We didn't get a chance.
Sixth play of the game.
Right. Right.
And you didn't make them make a tough play to make it.
No.
You're squatting on the route the whole way.
It's not like a weird tip ball.
No.
Or something.
It was third and six right there.
There wasn't any juice on it. He just kind of floated it out.
It was
there.
Behind.
I mean,
and
yeah.
It wasn't even to the line.
No, and you say, you know, there were a lot of completions today, Fred, where guys were open and they were making acrobatic catches for the Jags. You know, Allen Robinson made two or three of them just to haul it in. And so there's no yak. There's nothing after the catch with those kind of plays. So even when Blake's completing passes right now, if he's not on target, it's limiting how much they can get out of it.
Right. Just I don't know. Everybody's getting paid to do their job. And right now the receivers are playing, you know, they're playing pretty well. You're not seeing those drops. And they're catching the balls that are thrown in their catcher's, in their zone, I guess you would call it. But the quarterback has to play better. That's just plain and simple.
We mentioned his ninth career pick six for Bortles. Third interception on the first series this season for Blake Bortles.
And that's been back, I mean, his career.
Yep. Right.
I mean, early turnovers.
Yep. Yeah, and I think all of those games are 100% loss.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we can find his stat, but I'm pretty confident to say it's 100% loss.
When you get down 7-0 right out of the jump.
You can't start that way. And we were in the pregame talking about playing from – with a lead.
Yeah.
You know, and that happened in the Colts game. But the defense, man, they want to give you an opportunity to play well, but they're playing from when they're trailing.
I will say this, though, and we've got a few more segments left. Right after that pick six, they go right down the field. 13 plays.
Right.
So at some point, they shook it off, right?
They shook it off.
7-7 and 7-7, wherever you are.
Yeah, they shook it off right there, and they did some things that we hadn't seen in that particular drive, which I thought was creative. They used all three tight ends. They're using Julian. He was in just the three wide set.
Yep.
And Mercedes and
Koyak was
Koyak. Yep. They were in the two tight sets. So I thought that was something new and different, and it worked for him. You know, but they got to see more of it, got to be a lot more consistent and steady. They got to trust each other.
And then devil's advocate, there was another ball in that drive that probably could have been intercepted as well, the one to Hearns on the sideline that he kind of broke up. But
that's what you're going to get with Blake. I mean, we've seen it the past 3 years. You know, he's what you call the gunslinger. And he trusts his arm. He has a cannon. No matter if it's a duck or it's a spiral, he's going to throw it there. And a lot of those balls can be right there on the verge of being either a tight window catch reception or a batted ball or an INT.
And, you know, you talk about the Jags shaking it off, JP, after the initial pick six. They did. They outscored them from that point on. But when you put yourself in a 7-0 hole,
right?
I mean, you
still
can outplay them the rest of the game, and those points still count. It doesn't, you know, it's tough to overcome that. week after week, as Fred said. I mean, yeah, we all were sitting here like, okay, let's see what's going to happen. We were pretty positive coming into it, you know. Wow, really? Here we are again. Houston hasn't touched a ball, and the Jags are down 7-0. So
there's that.
That's where we stand.
We'll come back and pick a Jaguars Radio Network player of the game. Final score, 24-21. The Texans with a win over the Jaguars in Week 10. Jaguars postgame continues on Jaguars Radio.
Hi, folks. Frank Frangie here for the best barbecue in town. That's Bono's. And now it's the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, you can get Bono's Barbecue at 6 different locations in Everbank Field. You also get Bono's Barbecue at 15 locations all around town with fast, friendly service, clean family restaurants, and that great, great taste of Bono's Barbecue. If you want great barbecue, you want Bono's. And remember this, if there ain't a pit, it ain't legit. That's Bono's.
Got a long day ahead? Power on with Smoothie King's new coffee high-protein smoothies. It's a nutritious breakfast blended to shift your morning into high gear with delightfully smooth, cold-brewed coffee for your mind and at least 30 grams of protein for your body. Try all four energizing flavors, vanilla, almond mocha, raspberry mocha, and cinnamon latte, and power on your day. New coffee high-protein smoothies. Coffee for your mind and protein for your body. Only at Smoothie King. Smoothies with a purpose.
The Southern Chevy dealers and the Jaguars are teaming up to bring you the opportunity to win the ultimate VIP game day experience and a brand new Chevy Malibu. The grand prize includes round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations in the team hotel, tickets and pregame field passes for two to the Jaguars versus Colts game in Indianapolis on New Year's Day, and a brand new Chevy Malibu. Nine runner-up winners will win tickets and a money can't buy experience at a Jaguars home game in 2016. Visit any of your local Southern Chevy dealerships to enter today. Go to ChevyWinners.com for more information.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Jaguars postgame rolls along, 24-21 the final. Texans over the Jags in Week 10. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. It's time now, guys, to pick a Jaguars Radio Network player of the game. Just as a reminder, the voting procedure is this. Mike, you get a vote.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I get a vote. Not that I made the rules. And Fred gets a vote and a half.
We kind of did make the rules.
Break
didn't
any
we?
Ties. Yeah, I guess you did. I said not that I did. I said we.
We collectively. It's us. Right.
It's a group effort.
Well, thank you for the vote. Who do you want? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first today.
Yeah, you go first.
I'll go ahead and go first, and I'll go with Allen Robinson. First 100-yard game this season. 13 targets, 9 catches, 107. He went over 100 on that touchdown reception, by the way, and also had the 2-point catch after that. You know, A-Rob, I'll go with that. 9 for 107, that's a solid day. And his, you know, Marquise was the first Jags receiver to go over 100 yards in the game this year. And now A-Rob's the second. He's my vote.
Okay, Freddie, you want to go second or you want to save it for the cleanup?
I mean, I can mention my vote now.
Go ahead.
I'm with JP.
Okay.
A-Rob.
Disenfranchised over here.
I mean, he made some good plays today. Made a lot of great catches. I saw fire in his eyes. He wanted more. I'd like to see him get some more targets and see what happens.
The polls are still open out west, Mike, if you
want
to go
different. Well, you know, it seems the Electoral College has spoken here. But
Electoral College.
I'm going to make it a clean sweep anyway. I was going to disenfranchise Fred, so that's why I let him get in there. I mean, come on. Allen Robinson, to me, clearly the player of the game for the Jags today. 9 for 107 and right. A touchdown on 13 targets there. Kept fighting it. And as we pointed out, Fred had to make a few acrobatic catches just to, you know, what should have been simple completion. So, yep, A-Rob. Clean sweep. Is that the first clean sweep we've had of the voting this year?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No?
Maybe
might
there
be.
Has been. Yeah.
Might be. You always like to throw a little one out of left field.
Oh, I'm a wrench thrower,
yes.
Man.
Today, there are no wrenches to be thrown today.
No, it's pretty clear.
I thought Ramsey played well, it's tough to give it to a guy when he gives up the completion. It ultimately seals your fate there. But I did think he played well on Hopkins today, Fred, overall. I mean, they threw in his direction. He didn't have a notable reception that I can recall today, other than the final one.
No, I'm with you on that, Mike. I thought Jalen was extremely physical, as he's shown throughout the entire year. He's going to get scrappy. You know, his physicality, he's going to get the little small interference calls that they did call, but those, I don't think they hurt us.
And Jason Myers crushed, too, right down the pipe.
Absolutely.
I mean, he crushed them. So, but
everybody's eating Firehouse Subs,
yes,
too.
We are. We had them in the pregame, and we're going to have them for the postgame, too.
I like it. Come back with the injury report. The Jaguars Radio Network player of the game is Allen Robinson. Jags fall 24-21 to the Houston Texans. More Jaguars postgame coming up on Jaguars Radio.
Attention athletes, I'm Mindy Black, dietitian for the Jacksonville Jaguars, with a tip on how to take your game to the next level. Make Zach Snacks a part of your game plan. Omega-3s are essential for optimal brain function and recovery. If you need to increase your awareness and focus during practice and games, then you need Zach Snacks. It's a tasty way to get your omega-3s. Research tested and approved, Zach Snacks are an official snack of the Jacksonville Jaguars. So snack the way the pros snack. Find us at MyZachSnacks.com.
Hey, Jaguars fans, you ready to score free McDonald's favorites this season? Just download and register on the McDonald's app. Cheer on our Jaguars. Win free food. The Jaguars' final score wins you a McDonald's favorite. 10 points gets a free 6-piece chicken McNuggets, 20 points a free double cheeseburger, and 30 points a free Big Mac. It's good to be a Jaguars fan. Valid September 11th through January 1st. McDonald's app download and registration required. Valid only at participating McDonald's in the Northeast Florida, Gainesville, Southeast Georgia areas. No purchase required.
Brooks Rehabilitation provides a system of care to help people achieve their highest level of recovery. Brooks offers inpatient rehabilitation, skilled nursing, outpatient therapy, home health care, assisted living and memory care, research and community programs. No matter the setting, Brooks provides individualized care from expert clinicians and are committed to exceptional service. For more information, visit brooksrehab.org. That's brooksrehab.org.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Microsoft Surface is the official tablet of the NFL. While NFL coaches and players use Surface Pro 4 this season, fans at home can show their fandom with the same device. Now available, the Surface Special Edition NFL type covers. And for a limited time, buy a Surface Pro 4 in any NFL type cover and get 15% off NFL Game Pass and a chance to win Super Bowl 51 tickets. Visit surface.com/NFL to learn more. Get your Surface at a Microsoft store or online today. Must be U.S. resident 18 or older. Ends January 1st, 2017. See website for official rules.
Man, I can't land this trick. The sun keeps getting in my eyes.
Here, you gotta try these Modison sunglasses. They're made from recycled skateboards.
I've never seen anything like these.
No two are alike, and Modison has a bunch of different styles available, each with its own use and abuse graphics.
Whoa, light, comfy, and these lenses are amazing.
Yeah, they come with those sweet flex hinges and polarized lenses that keep the glare out of your eyes, and you can't blame falling on the sun.
Right on. I'm definitely getting a pair of these.
Check out their full collection at Modison.com.
Jaguars postgame continues, a 24-21 Texans win over the Jags in Week 10. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Time for the injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. And that's a positive. No true notables that had to leave the game, at least that we remember. Cyprian ran off but came back on. Lee had what looked to be a right ankle issue, but he was back in the ball game. And Blake was, I think, what, limping around at one point. I know he got hit.
Yeah,
and holding his hand or something.
Right, but nothing that seemed to affect him the next play or anything further down the line.
Yeah, so that's good news. How bad does the defense miss Roy Miller right now in the run game, or does that make much of a difference for what happened today?
Roy's he's a solid player. It helps the rotation. I think it keeps the guys fresher. To give up 180 this week and then just skip Kansas City because they didn't have any backs or quarterback, so it wasn't a real threat. And then what the Texans did to them prior to that, I mean, I think what the Titans did out there in the run game. So we'll see. One less body, it does hurt their rotation a little bit. But I guess on the bright side of things, it gives the young guys an opportunity to get out there and get some reps. Doesn't do much for the win column or the fans that want to see those wins. But it does give you an opportunity to see the type of players you're going to have years to come.
Yeah, Avery Jones stepping in that role.
He's always been solid. Yeah. Avery, I like the way he plays.
That's all he can do is do the best he can. He's doing well. Playing like you said, one man less on the rotation now up front for the Jaguars defensive line. Jared Odrick was back in there today, by the way, as well. We'll come back and preview next week's game in Motown. Jaguars are heading to Detroit to face the Lions. Leones are next on the list. Jags fall 24-21 to the Texans. Jaguars postgame continues on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Ready to take your game to the next level? Become a pro fan. Only with NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. With NFL Red Zone, you can see every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. And with NFL Network, you get 24/7 coverage of the entire league. Switch to an X1 double play from Comcast and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call 1-800-XFINITY or click today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Tailgate checklist. Cooler. Check. Chips. Check. Hot dogs. Check. Jaguars hoodie. Check. Insurance. Check. This season, protect your team with insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Call Insurance Office of America today. 1-800-243-6899. Property insurance is not available in the state of Florida from Auto Owners Insurance.
Jaguars fans, if you're looking to buy a home or refinance your current mortgage, it's time to take it to the house with your hometown lender. EverBank and their team of home lending specialists are ready to go to work for you with competitive rates, local expertise, and unbeatable service. So if you're ready to make the most of your lending experience, connect with an EverBank mortgage expert by visiting them online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank is an equal housing lender. NMLS 399805.
It's game day, which means some fans are packing up the car 4 hours early, while others wait until just before kickoff. Some fans are wearing their brand new jerseys, while others are wearing the same jersey they've worn since 03, because it's tradition, and why shouldn't they? NFL fans root for their teams differently, but they drink the same beer, Bud Light. The only beer that loves football as much as you do. Bud Light. Raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Final moments of Jaguars postgame. If you're listening on our flagship station in Jacksonville, 1010 XL, stick around. The Scoreboard Show is next. Mike and I will take phone calls.
Hope we have some.
Yeah, 355-NFL-1. 904 or a 1-800 if you're outside of the calling area, 355-6351. That's coming up. Final moments with Fred Taylor, though, on Jaguars postgame. The Jags have to find some way to come together again, as we say, have had said the last few weeks, and go to Detroit this week. The Lions await the Jaguars at Ford Field, and, you know, it's a Lions team with Matt Stafford at the controls. First of all, and that's never going to be easy. He's always certainly underrated, I think, around the league. But having a good year, they're pretty hot right now. They have the bye this week, but they've won 4 out of 5 entering the bye after starting 1-4. They beat the Eagles, Rams, and Redskins in a row, lost to these Texans, and then beat the Vikings, who had been struggling the last few weeks last week. And then they welcome the Jags this week. So what do you make of the Lions, Fred? What do you know about Detroit?
Well, they haven't lost in their losses. They've only, you know, lost by 14 points in 4 games. So they're playing a lot of close games. They beat some pretty good teams. There's not a lot of players, marketable players, you would say, that just stand out at out there.
Yeah, Megatron's
after
gone.
Megatron, right? You said they're going to slow down. Then you look at the other positions out there, you're like, wow, how are they getting it done? But they're finding a way. And that's what the NFL is all about, find a way. I can tell you, man, if the Jags can't go up there and get a win this week, that turkey's going to taste like, what is it, tofu?
Tofu. I don't know what tofu tastes like, but can't imagine it's too good.
Exactly. But you got to find a way to get it done. That's what this league is about, find a way.
You know, the thing I think about Detroit, you watch them this year, and Stafford's always had a little bit of that last-minute gunslinger in him. Mm-hmm. And right now, this is a team that they let one get away against Tennessee that they felt like they had. Tennessee scored two defensive touchdowns to win that game. Other than that, I mean, Stafford in late-game situations this year has been really good. We saw them steal one against Minnesota last week. With 40 seconds left, they think this guy has got enough time to get him in field goal position if that's what they need, drive him down the field, and so far it's worked for him. And Fred, I would imagine when you really believe backed up with evidence that you've done it before, that you're never out of a game, that makes you a really dangerous team.
It makes you really dangerous. And I think when you look at what they're doing statistically, it's not pretty. They're either in the bottom half of the league or, you know, they're not doing great statistically at all. But I think they are a team that's coached fairly well, and they're not putting themselves in position to hurt themselves. At least they're giving themselves an opportunity to win the games. And, again, that's when I say you got to find a way. You want to not hurt yourself, but give yourself an opportunity, and that's why they're playing well.
Yeah, the Lions last week hit 250-plus yard field goals in the fourth quarter, one at the gun, 58-yarder from Prater, and then Tate with that incredible reception and touchdown in overtime to win it, kept his toes in bounds, and then leapt in for the game winner. So,
and they're number one in the NFC North.
That's incredible, right?
The Lions.
Think about that.
Minnesota lost again today, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they're 4-0.
So now you're talking about a team – coming off a bye week, we're playing. You know, we're 5-4. They're playing for something. Green Bay,
darn right they are.
Beat up, you know, Minnesota. She got like those teams aren't gonna really make a run late. So they are playing for something. It's not gonna be an easy game.
You all right, Fred?
I am great.
After this today,
hey man,
how do you feel?
I feel great. Everybody's saying, Fred, we need you out there. They don't understand that if I can get out there, I would be out there. But it's over. We are 5 years removed, man. There isn't a shot in that I will be out there. I was waiting on a beep. Can we get a radio beep?
I think they know that, but I think it's just, man, it just
I mean, but I
you.
Love the fans, and it just shows how much they appreciate what I've done, you know, in my time here. And I love it. It's a good conversation starter. It's a good it's small talk. But it ain't happening. That's
hot
all
tub time machine.
It ain't happening.
That's what we need,
man.
For Fred and the crew. Yeah. I don't know.
We'll see if they can put it together this week.
I'm always optimistic, regardless of what happens. And I have to be, you know, realistic when it comes to the fans and doing this show and being accountable for what we stand for. But I'm always optimistic, no matter how bad it gets. I'm a Jaguar for life, so. When they stink, I stink. When I stink, I stink. But
when you work with words, words are your work, Fred.
Right.
Well done.
Right.
Fred, enjoy Mexico. I know you're going down getting ready for the Monday night game next week. Do some events, right?
Yeah. The NFL, they're cozying up with the Mexican officials.
Yeah.
And I know that they're entertaining taking the game over there in the international series. So I'm doing my part. You know, as ambassador to try and help, I'll be slicing bad, slicing turkey and slicing the golf ball. But it's going to be fun, though.
Should be.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
They can fit
a lot
of people in that Azteca Stadium down there. And
they will,
and they will sell a lot of merchandise. And if you can make money on it, the NFL is going to come find you.
They better not build that wall.
I think it won't be erected by the time you want to come back. Let's just say
that. I know, right?
I think you'll be okay.
On that note, that'll do it for Jaguars post game. Fred, well done. For everyone involved, this is J.P. Shadrick. Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards. Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato. Tyler Davitt and Linda Fortunato are producers. For Fred Taylor, Jeff Loggeman, Mike Dempsey, this is J.P. Shadrick saying goodnight. Stick around in Jacksonville. The Scoreboard Show is next. This has been Jaguars Postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.